Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, Grizz friends. Welcome to another Wednesday of Grizz Talk Radio. Just kind of want to wish everybody happy evening, and let's get this show to rolling. With that being said, we're going to go on and bring in Mr. Go Fast. Are you there?
How you doing there, Benji?
We doing all right, man. What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing. This is Mr. Go Fast back on the line. You think my friend gonna come back on the line tonight and talk with me?
I believe he'll be back on here tonight.
Or do I need to go over and take me a nap then come back?
Nah, but we're gonna give him a few minutes here. I believe he gonna come on. And before you talk him up, I just got a few things to kind of go over here with some upcoming races in February. We're going to start it off February the 9th down at Hub City. Going to be the Fat Tuesday event.
Right.
And track did call today and inform me that they have scraped the track and that, you know, everything's going to be looking pretty good for next week. So if any bikes want to come down there and test this weekend, come down and try out the new track with the, fresh punk's best now.
So they're going to be open this weekend, what you think?
Yeah, Hull City going to be open Saturday and Sunday, I believe.
Okay.
In February the 10th, we got the bike event over there in Lena, which they're probably going to be running a street ET class and maybe a hand clutch class we'll throw in, and also ATVs and Le Junior Tracks or something, since this will be the grand opening for the track. And February the 23rd, they got the state capitol race down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Which
okay.
We got everything from street ET class, heavy hitter, super heavy hitter, pro mod, and actually I think it's supposed to be a short wheelbase class too. I think that's kind of still up in the air, and Le Junior Draxler as well for the 23rd. And we'll kind of skip over in March the 30th. We're going to have a bike event over there in Twig, Macon, Georgia, which that's going to be the crowning of the hand clutch camp that we're going to throw in a little class in over there, which is going to probably do a 6-0 class. And I'm not going to say Street ET, but I know the 6-0 class and the hand clutch and may do like a little two-part with the hand clutch because a lot of guys is calling and asked about that. We always call them funny clutches in those bikes. So I was kind of targeting more of this true street hand clutch guy. But if we have enough bikes with the aftermarket clutch and stuff, we may have to split that class up into two parts. But with that being said, do anyone else have any announcements or anything they want to come out at this time and make or say? We'll give a couple of minutes to kind of open the lines up and let somebody come out and kind of express anything they want to talk about for another event or something. We can use this time now to kind of open the lines up.
Yeah, I called in early because I couldn't get back in last week.
Yeah, we got you sound a whole lot better this week, so we shouldn't have too much interference this week. Out of
yeah.
Well, I see no one really
calling on his own phone.
You probably jinxed Palmer from last week. Yeah, I don't see no one calling.
Let him call in on his own phone, then we won't have all that feedback.
Yeah, I got you, because you're sounding good and loud and clear today. Well, I don't see no one that's coming really to say anything about a race. So, Mr. Bam, it sounded like you was working on a bike then when you chimed in.
No, I just go out there and just crank them up just to hear them cams and them lope.
I was saying that. Oh, Blake came on last week.
Yeah, I got some friend guys of mine, Big Red and Poke Chop them. They about be listening, and they scared to press that one button because they know I'm on here.
You're probably right. I know Blake came on last week about 15 minutes before the show. I told him that you actually had left the show then. I said, so I don't know why you waited so late to come in.
Well, we couldn't get back in. We tried, so we didn't get back
in. Okay. Yeah, but it's just funny that he called in at the last minute, but he may call back in tonight, though. It just sounds like when I mention your name around him, man, he just loses his mind sometimes.
He know what's in store for him. That's why he act like that.
Okay. I do understand that.
I'm going to have a wedding with him. I'm going to marry him.
Oh, goodness. It's going to be a big wedding or a little small wedding?
A little small. We're going to Justice Keith. I ain't going to spend a whole lot of money on the wedding because I might divorce him right after I marry.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, well, you make sure. I'll be somewhere with a camera where I can video this.
And I want you to send it out to the world so they can see how I marry him and then divorce him.
There's nothing wrong with that. What have you done with those other guys over there, those guys with the 14s over in the Jackson area? I don't see too much of them anymore.
You talking about Mon and his brother?
Yeah.
They graduate. They street racers now. They don't come to the track. They just go on back roads.
Oh, okay. You didn't have anything to do with that, so putting them off the track is going to do.
Yeah, I'm part of it. I'm part of the reason they stopped.
Okay.
You know, a bunch of them guys that you don't see racing no more, it was a reason that they stopped, and maybe they heard that I was coming.
Okay. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Definitely nothing wrong with that. They, it's like it's supposed to be some good weather for this weekend, for to be doing some testing.
Well, it might be pretty much good this weekend.
Yeah.
My bike will run in any kind of weather, though. I don't have a turbo charger.
Mm-hmm. Man, so you plan on coming to test something this weekend, or you just going to wait the next weekend?
No, I'm going to Hattiesburg. I'm going to wait the next weekend.
Okay. Anybody in particular you want to call out down there, or you just going to get somebody?
Well, it really doesn't matter, because if the next man gets in the water box, I'm telling him I'm going down the track. I don't know which way he's going.
Well, I hear this. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm surprised it's kind of quiet tonight on the phone, man. No one has a hand up to say anything.
Yeah. They just don't want to even talk because they know I'm here.
I mean, even my buddy, let's see. Mr. Cutting
Off. Now, if I hung the phone up, they'll call in like, whoa, boy.
Because they know Mr. GoFast is gone.
That's right. That's right.
What about up there in Greenville? I ain't heard from those guys either up there.
I hadn't talked to Fast Fred in a minute, but I think he's still up on float.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to try to give him a call tomorrow. And I don't think he know nothing about the line. I got to see if he know anything about it.
He know, but I think he works late or something in the evening. The reason why he don't get on.
Right.
Yeah, I had mentioned it to him once before, but I think he still have trouble. Something with his job. I'm not going to say he don't have problems now, but I think he say he be at work or something in the evening. I think then we say he have a little free time, he'd be working on his bike.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Man, anybody else out there got any call-offs for the City Lena State Capitol race? We are accepting some call-offs, some issues anybody got they want to bring to someone's attention. We can't open up the line for that as well.
Matter of fact, I should have had me two phones where I can get on the hood and call them and say, ain't nobody talking tonight.
Damn, you got everybody scared to play something tonight, man.
They're going to talk up. It's early. They just getting, you know, getting woke.
Yeah, we got a person here now. 3216. Your line is open.
Mr. GoFast, he can't whoop. What you running your mouth for? What you want to do? You talking about want nobody
well,
to talk?
Poke chop. I just told y'all. I told you I'm going to give you a raise whenever I see you. Hello?
Yeah.
Y'all, what y'all got, glue in your mouth?
No.
Okay, well, didn't I tell you how y'all got action whenever I see you?
Well, I just don't want you getting on this line. Ripping and running off at the mouth, and you ain't gonna run nobody. You ain't gonna never show up. I can't never run you if you don't never show up.
Man, I'm at tracks everywhere. I can't help that you got to stay at home, cut your grass, and all that old stuff. Man, that ain't what I do. This is what I do right here. I get Lil Dinner BB down the racetrack, and I cap and bullshit with y'all. Is Pooley close by?
Nah. I'm a secretary for Pony. Okay. Don't worry about him.
Well, I want to talk to the rider because, see, you be putting them boys all out there in the middle of the lake, and ain't man, one of them got a life jacket, and I can't save them when I pass by.
Right. Don't worry about saving them. Just go on about this. Get yourself. Take care of yourself. You ain't going to. Hey, you know what? What you going to run this year, man?
I still got them dinosaurs. I own two dinosaurs, and I got two brand new bikes.
Hold on, man. I'm just like Custom Cut told you the other week. You talking about a dinosaur? You ain't got. I ain't. Click me off, man. Put me
down. Don't nobody. Hold on, player. Don't nobody even know Custom Cut. Who the hell he is? He ain't famous. He don't play Mary J. Blige or Jane Brown in my love life. I don't know nothing of him.
They can mute me out, man, because you ain't going to do shit.
Well, you can do whatever you feel, but you can stay on this line. You're going to get you some action.
All right, I'm still here. Go ahead.
We just wonder why the line was mighty quiet tonight and ain't nobody saying nothing.
Put your what bike you want to rub down with? Put your.
He about don't know.
Huh?
What bike you are trying to run go fast with?
Well, true hand clutch booster.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good.
A hand clutch.
Red got it.
He got.
Do you have a white ghost? Y'all got it out the emergency room yet? Took it out of intensive care yet?
No, that ain't even your. You ain't got. That ain't in your league. See, I'm trying to run you with this hand clutch with a 3-town. We want to run your flat slick, your 72-inch mother, that long mother with that slide and all that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You want one of them old ones or you want the new one?
I want one of them.
You just pick which one you want, old one or new one.
I have one of them, man. Whatever you got, man, you got that.
You can come to the candy shop and get you anything you ask for.
Okay.
Coach, well, you are coming down on the 23rd.
Is that what is that?
Down at State Capitol.
Yeah, we probably gonna come down. More likely, we probably will.
You are bringing the White Ghost down there, or you? Because I know Mayo said he been waiting on a lot of street top bikes to come down that way.
Most likely, if that White Ghost ready, we'll be there.
Okay.
Ready.
Right. Ain't nobody else on there? 299-2126. Okay. Let's see here. We're going to have to leave. All right. Well, ma'am, I guess you'd have heard they'd have made the little call out to you.
I hear that every day they call me. He know what's up.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed.
I don't hear from Lockett. He don't have a group. Them boys don't even call no more since I roasted them last week. They won't even pick the phone up.
Yeah, you got them scared, too.
I think I'm going to take about 2 weeks break. I'm going to stay off the air. Then they might all come back.
Yeah, they probably will. They don't know you're on here. I'm on shot. Well, yeah, Coach, I'll be coming on tonight to get at you, so that's...
Yeah, he just wanted to hear himself out.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed. All right, Louisiana. We got another caller here, 3356.
You damn right. I've been drunk a long time, and it's race season. I'm looking for a run.
Bud Light?
Believe it. Looking for a run. Who out there running now?
Bud Light.
You've been drunk for a long time.
Yeah.
You must have went to the rehab.
No, I'm drinking now.
Oh.
Only damn rehab for me is death.
Oh, well, you better stay on the porch and keep drinking then.
Who is this? Want to run?
Don't drink no Bud Light. Get you some his. If you're going to do it, go on and do it.
Well, hey, I like Bud Light. Now, who the hell is this threatening me?
This is the man down here in Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. Oh, ain't nobody down there going to run. They ain't going to run me.
Shit, why we wouldn't? You going to be drunk when you pull up, so we ain't got no problem.
What I got to do then?
Just keep getting high.
What bike you want to run? What kind of bike you want to run?
Man, I got a trailer load of them. Come to the candy shop and pick you some.
Well, I like candy. You see, I don't miss no meal.
I got Jolly Rancher, all kinds. Just grab you something and hold on to it.
Hey, you know they already talking about my sugar, man. That shit a little high, too. Fuck it, though. I want all
you
that.
Can go.
Hey,
you can
whatever you bag, hey, whatever you pull out, we'll pull out, too.
Man, what advice you can give him for to calm that sugar down?
I got something for him. I got something for you, man. I can get your sugar down. But I can run your blood pressure up, too, behind it.
Oh, yeah, that shit pumped up, too. I like solids.
Bam, Bud Light, this is the Bam, man. Bam is like the Bud Light up there in Carolina, so he entertained us.
Oh,
this
one of them Carolina boys. I got to come up there.
Sam.
Yeah.
Sam who?
Mr. GoFast.
The Sam be around me?
No, Mr. GoFast.
Oh, Mr. GoFast. Oh. I love the race, though. But I'm telling you, them Katrina boys, they still on my mind. Them goddamn white boys. Yeah, and Chris Moore white ass. They just on my mind. And I think about them all the time. I'm looking for
them. We may have one of them locked up here now. We're going to open it. Let's see. It's 6645. Your mic is open.
Alex.
Yeah.
Hello, white boy.
It's yes, your
it
buddy.
Is. Who the fuck are you talking about? No, this is Possum. Oh, Possum.
Oh, yeah.
You know we... Hey,
I'm going to tie your ass up, too.
I know you are, baby, but look. You know who's going with me to Louisiana on the 23rd?
Yeah, I know going. Then that should be all the reason why you should go, too.
Oh, we thinking about going, man. We thinking about it. We're going to bring the hand clutch
about
bike.
For
we
a
gonna,
year, go on and
hey,
get it over with and go out west.
Hey, we're going to bring Ernie Brown down there. We'll catch every motherfucker with our live hands. Live action.
Woo-wee.
Yep. Hand clutch bike. Anybody down there in sight with a true hand clutch or a hand clutch, you don't give a fuck about it.
Mm.
Street dive. Yeah, we looking for Kick Rock. We're going to kick his ass when we kick the rock. Believe
I'm
that.
Hoping he came on tonight because I know a few people called his name out last week, and I'm sure some contacts would have maybe got in contact with him and told him that people was mentioning his name out there.
We driving around, and my old buddy, man, you know that motherfucker I like, but he was a damn retard. Cuss me, cuss. What the hell he been doing? Still running that damn mouth. Big J told me he made him mad.
Yeah.
He still got Fat Joe.
He got mad.
Yeah. Tell him get on here and call me fat. See how I'm going to get off. I don't understand that, though. Chris,
thank
why they get mad at
phone?
Me when they call me fat? And then they can't, and then I go to talk, and then they get mad.
I don't know.
It's always a different outcome with me.
Right.
I'm not a race, man. I mean, we going to be doing a little traveling, but Sam.
Yeah.
And we really thinking about coming, though. Seriously.
I
already applied to throw the bike in your trailer.
You already know the good one reason why you should, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I already talked to him, and I told him, I said, shit, we'll throw the bike in goddamn sound trailer and get in the car.
That would be about the smartest thing you did.
I want to go, though, Sam. Seriously, we thinking about it. We've been talking like a motherfucker. But if we going to get in the races.
Tell them what you got. I'm sure they can oblige. Get on the bike. We got a true hand club.
Booster. Stock body. Well, not stock ball. Stock body work. Extended tail and shit. But hell.
Slick
ain't no
bike.
Damn difference. Nah. Brick bike.
Brick bike.
The blue one. Yeah.
Oh.
What what's the rider weight? Ellie?
Little duh.
Okay.
He ain't so little either.
He ain't so little. No, hell no. That fucker lie. Hey. Man, he was chasing girls the other day. When we come down here to the cookout, he didn't look too little. He probably 170 pounds now, but whatever weight he is, that's the way we come to run. We don't give a damn what weight the other guy is.
Okay.
To be honest.
All right, well.
We don't really care about that because that's our rider. And he's going to do the best job of us, so we're going to roll with him. And that's what we're going to do, Chris. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you. Well,
damn,
yeah,
crime. I don't fuck around. I fuck straight up and down.
Right up and down.
Now, old lady, get your ass back there and get naked. That's what the hell going on out of the damn grudge shop. You better be quiet. Look, it's good. It's on radio. You want to talk to him?
She's
going to kill me. You going to go to a tornado out of finna drinking.
The challenge has been issued. I'm hoping someone come on out tonight.
Yeah,
and
I am too, man. Because, hey, I've been missing the show, man. How everything been going?
Everything been going pretty good, man.
I know definitely we going to Youngblood's race March 9th. And we're going down there and take Chris Moore head slap off and see if we can't put that bald head he got on somebody black. They look better with it. So, and then Randy, hey, is Randy and them going down now? To Big J Ray? Sam.
Who?
Is Randy about them going?
I think I heard something about them coming on Cycle Bikes. I mean, reading messages and passing it. Looked like they talking about coming.
Somebody done got an ATP turn. Because all they're going to do is get up there and make an excuse if your bike wasn't right. But you remember how nice you were, didn't you, Sam? You remember you didn't take their punk out money and stuff? So you see how they get on there and talk about you, right?
It's all good, man. That's the past.
No, but see, that's why you got to go and get what you got to get, man, because they just took yours.
Yeah.
So, Chris. We ain't doing nothing
tonight. I don't look like it. I'm hoping before tonight over with, we at least try to negotiate your race, at least try to get someone to step up to the plate and run.
Everybody knows the girls talk don't get cooked up to about 9:15.
We coming now. Hey, I do know, too. We talking about April 13th now, coming down to Georgia now.
When?
Yeah. Youngblood other race in Macon.
Oh.
But Big J race is definitely in the damn lab. But Sam, my man, but I gotta tell your ass up too, Sam. You know how we is.
I ain't driving all the way to LA to run down Rick Play. I mean Rick Booster. We can do that shit right
no,
here.
No. We're gonna do that around here. We're gonna do that before we go.
Oh, that's all right. You know what daddy's got in, you know where what daddy's got in the shop right now, right? It's
hey,
in right
yo,
beside
dad,
too.
Hey, yo, you know what your daddy said? I ain't touching that. He said, y'all all hard headed and gonna do the hell you're gonna do anyway.
You in trouble.
But it's all what it is.
Okay.
But Sam, we think you a pushover now. We don't think you're a pushover.
A lot of people do. It's all good.
But shit, we don't. I'm going to tell your ass up on the paintball gun.
I told you, Highway 98 in Durham, buddy. You get it.
You said me and one other guy.
I got my red dot
dialed in today.
Oh, you fine. Matter of fact, if you can't win with two, I'll even give you three people.
Hey, Chris, you see how we is, man? We will fall out with each other in a damn heartbeat. But it is all right. Going to be, we're going to pay each other, but we're going to race, and we're going to talk junk to each other. But it ain't no hard
thing.
Right.
But
we ain't
never falling out, though. We ain't never falling out.
No, so. Not falling out fighting or nothing, but... I'm going to talk junk because last time Sam got the best of me, he laughed like hell. I said, I'm about to. I got the half back. You remember riding around on the scooter set? It ain't but one person I want to laugh at. Do you remember that? I do.
Yeah.
I remember you about to.
AJ riding 10 stacks now, so I told him he can get the back tire and the brake in eighth if he hurries up.
That's all you going to give
him? That's all I should give him. He going to send me a damn picture the other night, 208 pounds. He done lost 20 pounds.
Damn, that man can't talk to you on that bike.
Hey, you need to give him a call then. That's
hey,
what he wants. That's
his,
what he's going to get.
Hey, that's his bike. That ain't
yep.
Hey. Hey, after all that mess, man, I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? I don't be commenting on it, but I don't know. Since he riding it, Yeah, he about to do something different.
Because
I know who was riding it, and the difference in the EP is unbelievable. You know that.
Yeah.
The one who was riding it didn't need but two gears and run the same, not one gear, and run the same time as the one riding it now. I'm proud. I want AJ to start racing people, though, because they talk junk about him. You know what I mean? He should have a good time with it. But
He'll have more fun.
He don't need to be messing with you, Sam. No kind of way not unless y'all just shooting the junk and you trying to embarrass him.
That's what he said. That's what
he's going to
get.
He said he's going to run you, Sam. Yeah,
that's what he's not.
Send me a text. That's what he wants. I'm going to call EJ. I'm going to be like, AJ ain't going to run no damn family. If AJ went down to 98 pounds, he still would be a second off the time at the bike now.
Damn.
I'm for real. I mean, the bike fast.
Let the man have some fun, Alex. Don't beat him before you get home.
Oh, no. I ain't knocking the hell, no. I ain't knocking him. I'm glad he's doing it because everybody said he wouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
He's going to get more races.
You remember all the people who downed him?
He'll get more races.
Huh?
He'll get more races and probably win if he does it.
But, man, he didn't get no fair races, though. None of the races he did was fair, Sam. Not with that bike. A Moto ZX-10 running everything.
You know, but you know why. You know why.
That's it. Because it does.
Well,
man, that motherfucker is not little, but the bike is fast.
The bike heavy.
It's heavy
the
and fast.
It's heavy.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what make me mad about Randy always lip boxing. We tried to run that Cadillac bike with AJ Bike and Rockingham, and they were sucking eggs.
No,
but then they get home and just turning all the shit that they didn't say they were when you get a track. That's problem number one with the white boys. They don't know what real is. Yeah. You remember that? He sent that dude over there to talk to Jeff about everything is to act like he was trying to build a bike and he turned out to be Randy Homeboy. I remember all that. Yeah, that's what he did, Chris. We tried to run up the bike, and you know what he did? He sent his homeboy over there to try to act like he wanted to work on a bike. He still didn't find out no more than we wanted to tell him, so we don't tell nothing. But, Sam.
I got a few hits, man. People want to know, are you going to straddle a BMF bike down in Louisiana?
Me?
That's the plan.
Hell no, I'd like to kill one Alex Williams. Hell no. The other hell is in. Hell no. Hell no. Man, okay. I'm going to tell you the honest God truth to everybody. And you heard it from me. I ride 1,200 horsepower with a clutch. I never got into a slider. Couldn't ride it. Yeah. I feel like I didn't control the slider.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just me.
I'm the opposite.
Sam, Sam's going to ride BMF down there. Sam done got some heart, ain't you, Sam? Please let me ask.
Yeah. you already know the answer.
Fuck that too, Sam. Man, hey, people who want to see something, man, I ain't got no heart for that, Sam. Hey, I'm gonna tell you the truth, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pussy. I ain't fucking no sliders. I don't like them songs. In my riding days, they sliders wasn't popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they came out, nobody knew how to set them up. So when we did decide to try to ride them, they were trying to kill our ass. So now,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I
love
spot.
I'm scared of
hand
clutch.
Huh?
I'm scared of hand clutch.
Now, I love that.
See?
Nah, I can ride that. I can ride all the power in the world on the hand clutch. But I can't handle them sliders, though.
Well, sit your ass on Rick's boots and let you tear up out of there then.
You let me tear out of there?
Yeah, I'll let you tear up out of there in the 8.
Man, that ain't good news, man.
Why? Boots? Because
you know
nice
why.
Street tire? Huh?
Hey.
You know,
you rough, dog.
Hush.
You rough,
go
man.
Go crack you another
you
beer.
You rough.
Go crack another beer.
You rough. But I told you, Lil Alex will sit on that motherfucker and we can dance. You need the back guy?
I told you that was going to happen. I'll take it.
You take it. We might be in a given mood. Hell no. We give you your ass shit. We gonna get your ass dog shit to you.
Well,
so you gonna let me tear out of there on Rick's bike though?
Well, I told you, didn't I? I give you 3 shakedown passes.
No, hell no. I want one. I want no shakedown. I want to get on the bike and race. I want a shakedown. My best pass is always the first one. I'll figure it out. Hell, I'll pay you on the end of track one. So you tell me you're going to let me break.
Do what?
You going to let me bust.
I'll say you get the break.
All right. Yeah. Hell yeah. What were you going to do with us? At the first race. Head up.
You know what, I'll be your Huckleberry. I'll be your Huckleberry and give you a head-up race. But I ain't got no business messing with Dusty on that bike. You know it.
Why? He can't ride. That's what everybody think. They think he got a trick clutch and all that. That was a, hey, Chris,
mm-hmm.
The bike got a single-stage lockup in it now. Single-stage.
That's what it's always
not
had
a multi. Not, huh? That motherfucker bed, he had nothing in it. He ain't never had a lockup in it. Just put that in there. Got tired of goddamn buying them clutches. You know what I mean? No, it ain't never had a clutch, Sam. But it's got a lockup now, so that's why we gonna get it down. But Chris, is anybody in Louisiana talking about they got a hand clutch bike?
I want to know why is everyone so scared tonight, man. I mean, just 2 people on the phone talking. That's kind of scary. I guess everyone got scared off last week.
Wow, what the hell they talking about last week?
I think people forgot Grudge Talk was on tonight.
Hey.
I don't know they on, yeah, but they're just
hey,
quiet
man,
tonight.
Where had that custom cut been? He ain't been on here neither.
Hey, you ain't
he was on
much.
Last week. Let's
He
was on. Mike Phillips was on last week too.
Mike too.
Mike Phillips.
Oh, he was on here.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. He my idol.
Somebody.
I bet with him every damn time he go down the track. So Sam.
And.
What? When you get ready, your ass is kicked on sight. Hey, you see how we got to do, Chris? We in camp now. We in camp. We bet money, and we in camp. That's how we do, man. I mean, we just them type of people. We stride on kicking each other ass just as bad we want to run somebody else.
Makes each other good.
It just,
come on, guys.
We got another
caller here.
That is.
746, your line is open.
Hello.
There he is.
this has got to be the worst show ever. They are possibly and have Pat Benatar on the line. Man, I just wanted to see how long it was gonna take me to fall asleep tonight. And man, Chris, you really got to up the ante on these shows, man. It's not live unless Custom Cuts is on. The reason why I couldn't get on early tonight, it's been bad weather here, guys. Custom Cuts, like the guy took away with a tornado tonight, fellas, but I'm on here.
I'm telling you, son, we up in Carolina, and it's just as bad.
So where's that Fat Billy Michael Phillips at? I know somebody going to call him.
Michael Phillips, fat? That motherfucker ain't fat.
Compared to me, he your size.
Oh, whatever, motherfucker. Why do you about calling everybody fat? Have you waved your goddamn hair yet?
Hey, man, look here. I don't care nothing about beat people tonight. Now, I'm going in tonight.
All right, hold on, guys. We got another caller here, man. 814 for you. Mic is open.
It is. Fun time.
What's going on, Mike?
Oh, Michael Phillips for real?
This
Michael Phillips for real?
Hey, Michael Phillips,
you a bad motherfucker. You be tearing the boy's ass up on TV.
Hey, fuck
what Cousin Cut talking about. Hey, Cousin Cut, you and your Timber Taker dreadlocks. You goddamn clown.
Hey, man, look at him, man. You act like Michael Phillips a broad or something, man.
Man, I like that nigga. You know how much money he win me in the living room, motherfucker?
Man, whatever. Michael Phillips ain't won a race on TV since I had, a dread. Put it like that. And that's been 8 years.
You ain't got no dread now.
It's been 8 years.
Did you shake your hand after you ain't got a dread?
Man, look at him, man. Michael Phillips ain't got no money. Phillips ain't got enough money to run with them Buells and them Harleys out there. Them Suzukis ain't doing nothing against them boys.
Sean Gann was up there talking shit because the rules are different from them Buells and Harleys.
Oh, man, we'll see.
You don't have enough money to run with us, nigga.
That prime down motorcycle that he got all over Facebook, that Chris putting all over Facebook, man, you need to put some more air in that tire. Y'all need to get on there and look at that. That tire flat. Put some air in that tire.
You running straight off the trailer. I don't want to hit none of that old crap in there. You running straight off
the trailer. Oh, man, whatever. You say straight off the trailer. Time I drive over there, y'all ain't going to be talking that.
Hey, did you see Michael Phillips on damn NHRA, nigga?
Yeah,
you know what he said down there? You see how much shit he was talking to them boys when they bullshit them on the light.
Alex, you the only one that fuck up the people on here because you can't do nothing.
Hey, I like him. I like you too, but you don't like other stars, man. What's wrong with you, dog? You can't always set up under the spotlight. You got to get in the shade tree sometimes.
Yeah, Michael Phillips. I never seen Michael Phillips. I never raced against Michael Phillips. So in my book, he's a nobody until I meet him in person. He raced me.
Man, you not gonna run him with that DTM shit. I'm gonna tell you that now.
Okay.
You ain't gonna run no street bike, Michael Phillips. Go get damn motherfucking Mayo bike and tear his ass up. Embarrassing.
Hey, you know what, Alex? You sitting there talking. You didn't even make it to the last race last year. You talked all that talking. You didn't even make it.
We fell out, man. You know the whole group fell out.
Hey, Michael Phillips can't pull water out of a well if ain't no water in there. So put him on Mayo bike to rub his head up.
Put him on Mayo bike to rub his head up. Don't try to get off that ass, because I'm going to get your ass on that prime bike, Brian. I'm going to get ready in your ass. Okay, yeah. You know what? Damn. You must be kind of young, huh? How old are you? None of your business, Michael Phillips. Don't ask my age. When you were? Hey, come. Yeah. Hey, I'll be 40 this year myself.
Well, Michael Phillips, since you don't know me, I'm gonna tell you my age. I'm 43 years old.
Oh, you 43 years old?
Yeah. I'm 43 years old.
You been on your way down that many years?
If you had a couple years ago, I was out there doing my thing when I was 10 years old. I'm 42.
Okay,
hey,
well,
hey, cuss. There's one thing you gotta understand, man. Cut your TV on. That's a black guy, an Afro-American, in their white sport on the TV, not in jail. So what that tell you?
Look at
No, you got to respect him, man.
This man don't have no damn rated RV, man. This man don't have no rated RV. Why you keep co-signing for this man? Let him speak up. It's Michael Phillips trying to speak up.
But why do you make yourself look like an asshole, man?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, I want to talk to you.
Hey, me and Sean Gann, them local track, to see Mike. Hey. And so I know what it's like to see a TV guy. You know what I mean?
A TV
guy. Damn. You know what it costs to go to the races.
Okay.
You got to go on your record because that was the first black African to win an NHRA Pro category.
Man, look here, we going to State Capitol Raceway.
That ain't got nothing to do with NHRA. This grudge.
And you know what?
This grudge,
you know
right?
What? I'm glad you coming down here because I know that motherfucker. That's what I was born and raised. Okay. Like a motherfucking rapper. You told me in my private and I'm going to tell you something.
And you know what? That little co-signer you got on the hat tonight, Alex, he ain't going to be there with you. He ain't gonna be nowhere to be found.
You don't see where I'm gonna be, nigga.
Man, you ain't gonna travel nowhere.
Then you hear the damn free trailer. All we gotta do is throw a couple of bikes in there.
Man, look here, I ain't got no business talking about a race to a drunk. All right? You disgrace this racing game. You drunk? Get off the line.
I'm still to be a motherfucker.
We need to get him some comedian life. We need to get that clown up in comedian life. You know why I drink? Because I like it.
Yeah.
Why do you walk around with all that hair tickling you in your ass?
Hey, that's not good at rehab.
You know what I mean? That's what you like. So that sounds good at rehab.
Look, can I talk to you? Did I say anything?
When you put that bowl around your goddamn head,
look,
cut that shape
off. You do not hold a motorcycle. You don't ride a motorcycle.
For me, I own a lot of stuff.
No, you don't own a motorcycle.
Yes, I do.
Michael Phillips said he want to go off the trailer. We gonna see. We can do that on Friday night.
You know that black dude that be on TV I be betting with all the time, Michael Phillips? He on this motherfucker. And Cousin Cuss, you remember the dude I bought the pitch on for Nick and Nick Light? They all of it. But see, the dude with the picture, he's a wannabe. And the motherfucker on TV is deaf.
Okay.
So, Michael Phillips, can you tell Cousin Cuss how he can get on TV? He can't put his way on there.
I know one thing. He can't show me how to get on the screen, but you can show me how to pull on another man.
Michael Phillips, can you tell this mother how to get on TV so he won't have to be bothered with you no more?
Evidently, Michael Phillips needs to get another phone.
You know it's always going to be live when Cuckoo Cuts on the phone.
Yeah, you're right, man. I got three calls on here waiting to talk, so we're going to go on and open up the line.
Let him talk. Let him get on, man.
Okay. Wonderful. 030, your line is open. 0030, your line is open. All right. 8623, your line is open. Hold on, one.
Yeah, my line shouldn't be open, Chris. My line shouldn't be open.
Okay.
Well, hang the phone up then.
Hey, hold on.
Let's see what his interference is coming from.
Michael Phillips on that Indian phone.
When I am on the mute button.
You heard what old boy said?
Yeah.
He said, well, I ain't the phone up yet. I'm cutting out. I'm going to go in on him. Really, what?
Well,
yeah,
That sound like a damn Louisiana boy's cut.
8623. Your line is open, man.
My line shouldn't be open, man.
Okay,
well,
let me
hang up the phone.
Well,
alrighty. 0030. Your line is open.
He was talking about his line should be open. What are you doing on the phone? How stupid can you get?
That damn cussing cut.
Talking about he finna go in on somebody. Oh, I'm good. I'm finna go in on somebody. Man, hang the phone up.
Damn, I want to hear Michael Phillips cussing. Go with it.
Man, let me tell you something. Michael Phillips on that Indian phone. Chris, will you mute him? Because he creating all this static. Your chief wannabe pro racer.
What you say? I'm a I'm back on.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you back on, Mike.
What you say? I wasn't even on the phone. What you say, Mike? Look, I got probably got your ass on. You got a fucking iPhone.
Michael, we can barely hear you. You need to speak up, man. You pro rider, you. Speak up.
He might be in the woods, Custer.
What are you doing?
I'm going.
What you say I'm in the woods. What you say I'm in the woods? I am in the woods. When I get to yours, guys, you're going to be in my swamp, in my woods.
Uh-oh. In your swamp. I thought you were going to be somewhere practicing with the pros. Pro rider.
I don't need to practice. I don't need to practice. I'm doing this out of my own pocket. I don't have nobody to help me. I do this out of my own pocket. I ain't like all them chosen white boys. I'm a ghetto nigga.
Hey,
I get on the ground and get mine.
Hey, Mike, can you say also you gonna have some street top bike stuff there to crack to?
Cousin Cut. Michael Phillips broke down on the way to the track. Throw this shit on the truck. Man, the race left. Hey, you better know your goddamn history on that nigga, dog. He's rough now. Hey,
what?
I ain't no
hey,
dick rider, but
when
that motherfucker is rough now.
When I get on the radio, I don't swing. I don't swing on nobody else.
I don't care. I don't care. You call what you want to call. But come
here,
you can't beat me.
Look here. Let that man speak for himself.
Well, there you go. Ask him to do it.
So... Let me get this straight between you and Mike. You all gonna run Friday night off the trailer.
We can run Friday night. We can run Thursday night. I get the people to open the racetrack up. That's how much call I got over there. I get them open the racetrack up on Thursday night, Thursday, whenever he gets here.
Chris, let's do this. Nobody got to be there. Hold on, we're trying to get this right. Hold on, Mike and Alice. Hold on for a minute. Mike, let's do this right here, because I'm leaving at 12 o'clock on Friday to come. It's probably going to take us about 8 hours to get over there. We'll do it straight off the truck on Saturday. We'll do it.
That's
fine. 12
o'clock?
We'll do it.
We'll do it straight off the truck.
Now, look, I already know you're going to be over there. Now, look, Friday night, I can run many times as I want to if I get over there.
Uh-oh.
Wait, Chris. Hold on, Alice. Come on, now. We're trying to get this right. Now, Chris. All right. Saturday, we're coming straight off the truck. Friday night, he can run many passes he wants to. I can run many passes. But on Saturday, nobody's going to track.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever you say, but.
A pro rider shouldn't be worried about a loudmouth racer like me.
That ragged motherfucker good. A couple times I've been to the racetrack, that's something that ain't never went down the racetrack. But you know what?
I guarantee you, when I call Chris and we lock in his money the week of the race, you ain't gonna lock it in.
Look, let me tell you something, nigga. You're an icon. Don't go down to the next level, man.
Wow, man, why you keep swinging on this man? Man, we trying to get a race off here, man.
Your clothes too tight to be on TV. Wait,
custom.
Hold on.
Your clothes too tight to be on
wait,
TV.
Hey,
and you're a fat boy told you.
Wait,
Little man with tight clothes.
Hold on, Alice. Hush for a minute. Last week, we had a conversation on here, and I asked Chris, who is that dude that was on that Prime Down motorcycle? That's how he said, well, that's Michael Phillips. I said, well, I want to race him. I said, I'm sorry. I'm quiet. I thought you was hating on the man because he's a star.
Hey, Mike Phillips, keep on doing what you're doing, man.
Michael Phillips is not a star.
I'm doing it.
A man that goes around.
See, brothers like you is the one that make me keep doing what I'm doing. But how is like that other fool that's talking? See, they got a whole bunch of them. They put their hand and hide, you know, throw a brick and hide their hand. But people like brothers like you, real brothers like you, that's what make me keep getting on the grind and doing what I'm doing.
All right.
There you go.
Why don't you go ahead and run?
It was easy. But I like the way you like to run the big guys.
But as I started to like you, I started to say, this is a damn retard. So now I got to check your ass.
Hey, Jared.
Yeah.
Ron Procopio can get that race back, too, by the way. I don't want him to feel like we're running from him or nothing.
Oh, yeah. That Sam, that's the owner of the bike right there, a.k.a. Possum.
Hey, first of all, Possum, uh-oh. You know what went down. You know that wasn't even no planned race. That was an inner staging lane race.
We were planning that all day. We were planning. I was planning all day. It was supposed to be with you. Hold on. It was supposed to be with you. Let me speak, and then you can rebuttal and say what you want to say. But I was wanting you on the bike. You out there testing that black GS, okay? And y'all were getting down track, whatever. And then your tuner builder said, no, I can't run you. I won't allow to run you. He spoke for you. I said, okay. He said, you can run Ron. I said, okay. Then we get into the lanes, and guess what? Ron be about 4 or 5 bikes behind us. And somebody said, well, what about now? And I wasn't prepared. I won't even ready for that. And they came to me and said, Pops, we ready to do it now? And I said, what's the pot? They told me the pot. I said, let's go. We went. So, hey, it was a surprise. We wanted you on the bike. But
y'all show up in Louisiana with Tyree on the bike. Y'all, we'll run the race through the quarter mile on Stormtrooper with my bike. Now let's do that. Since you want to talk the talk.
We this is Possum Racing. We ain't doing no more dumb races. You got a booster, I got a booster.
Well, sit on it.
Oh, I am.
Why
you
gotta sit on it? You know he's way bigger than you, Sam.
Man, will you hush and let me and Possum talk?
I'm not asking you. I ain't asking you for no race. We done discussed this months ago, so we ain't even gonna go there. It's okay. I got a booster with a light jockey, so you can get that.
Look, you know damn well Tyree and Sam don't hang that tight no more.
That ain't what I said.
I tell you what, I hang with Jeff. And we got Sam Cook. We come down there and put your punk ass in the frying pan.
Y'all won't. Y'all won't get around
that. I'll tell you what.
Me and my rider are still fine. He just got some things he's dealing with, and that's on him.
Hey, I tell you this much, Mr. Daggum Almighty. What you going to let Ric Flair do if we burn it down there with a street tie?
What you talking about? What I'm gonna let man? You know what? Shut up, man. Don't even come over here and talk about begging. I talk to somebody.
Pull
that
dress straight up.
Man, we'll
run your ass head up. We'll run your head up. You clown.
Okay, we'll do that.
Street
tie, we'll
full address bike. Let me.
I know you just talking.
Tomorrow I'm gonna call my buddy.
I thought you was the owner.
You know damn well I own no damn Ric Flair.
I know you don't own no motorcycles, so shut up and get off the line. I want to talk to Michael Phillips and Possum, somebody that owns motorcycles.
Oh, wow.
All you own is a beer can.
We got another caller here. We're going to go on and open up the line. 7082.
I don't know somebody I could talk to.
Your line is open.
What's going on? Custom Cuts, how you doing, sir?
Oh, that's an Ike Turner. Damn it.
Yes, sir. Hold on a minute before we get to Rona. Hold on a minute. Just wait a minute. Well, Custom Cuts... I'm going to put you in on a little secret. I just came from Virginia. I spent the whole weekend with Tyree. And be careful what you ask for. I promise you, it's not hard to do. I just came from his house. I stayed the whole weekend with him this weekend.
Don't say nothing to him, Mike. Don't say nothing to him. Let's find out.
Why don't you sit on BMF like I told you last week? And me and you, Mr. Ryder.
Hey, I got my bike back now, Custom Cuts. My ghost bike is finally home. I got a bike now.
Well, after 3 years, thank you, Jesus.
After 3 years, you know I'm broke. I'm broke. I had to pick up cash for 3 years to get it fixed.
Well, what can me and you do, Mr. Ike? Because I'm tired of you sitting up racing between other people. What me and you going to do, dude? Huh?
What you want to do?
What
you want to do?
We're going to be in Louisiana. I mean, everybody's trying to raise me. So, I mean, what?
I don't want to. I just wanted to correct your assumption and let you know I just left Mr. Tyree. Mr. Tyree's doing fine.
Man, okay, well, I tell you what. Since me and you cool, we don't lock their money before over PayPal. Let's lock in me and Brandon on BMS held up in Louisiana. Let's lock in that, and I'll go ahead and send you this money right now. $500.
You got to make it worth his while to come away from Virginia, dog. That's a long ride.
Man, whatever.
I'm not finna bring that man down for no gas money, dog, and that's no disrespect to you.
Okay, well, how much I need?
It's going to be a number that we ain't going to speak on this phone, and it's going to be big. I'm sorry.
Well, how big is it going to be?
Probably bigger than what you want to play with.
Well, you already know.
Go back and get your program ready.
Look, man, y'all go ahead. Y'all trying to kill somebody with numbers and stuff like that. Man, I don't even race like that, man. If you're going to race, don't even talk about a number that I can't handle because you don't know what I can handle. You don't know
you
what
handle
I can
that
handle. Number. Okay, all
right.
I can't handle that number.
I can't handle the number either. I'm not talking down to you. I promise I ain't.
Okay, well, I ain't trying to get nobody out of no confinement or nothing. I mean, so here's what else.
That bull job, man.
There you go.
No,
exactly.
Look,
see, here we go with that. Yeah.
No, ain't no bull job.
I tell you what, Custom Cuts. You said I don't want to race, and I ain't got nothing in your class. I ain't going to run your head up with my bike. Cut.
We do.
I run over you with my street bike. I'd never get another race with it. But I do have a street tie, fully dressed 1000, just like Ric Flair. I ain't even made a pass on this bike yet, but I intend to have a little fun with it in Louisiana. Listening on Grudge Talk, I ain't trying to do nothing big and bad. I'm finna get married in 2 months. My money is all messed up right now. I'm going to tell you the truth. But at the same time, I got Philip coming with me. He on the phone. I just ain't going to name him. And I'm pretty sure he'll bag me in a few of my races.
We're
going to just leave it at that.
I mean, man, you know, this is like a soap opera. You know, man, what you trying to say? Why don't you go ahead and get it out? You keep me beat around the bush. What you trying to say? Because ain't no street
I just
said
like
I'd
like I just said I'd like to run a couple races with people in my class. You out my class. I can't do nothing with you. But Sam got a light rider with a booster. No, he done asked you a couple times to race.
Okay.
You say you got too many people to race that day when he asked you last time.
No, I already got a professional rider that I was supposed to race against. I got big.
Oh, man.
If you think you're going to get on
TV. I'm trying to raise Michael Phillips when he beat the shit out of you. You gonna get on Livingstock TV? You know I'm gonna get on national TV.
What you talking about getting on TV? Who talking about getting on TV, man? I'm just trying to make the weekend enjoyable, man. I'm trying to grow.
Hey, that's good. I just hope you don't sell your bike or all that shit like you did us.
If the weather permitting, because the way it looks,
Chris, do you remember when we were down there trying to run him? And his bike was sold and all that bullshit. Don't forget now. I don't forget nothing.
Man, you weren't trying to run me.
His bike was sold at Daniel. I said, man, ain't nobody gave you $150
on that rag, motherfucker. Possum, now I know you're on the line. You and Ike on the line. Do you remember the last Valdosta race that we begged Alex to come down there? And he said he was a no-show.
Listen,
that man done told everybody that there was a fallout, and I can attest to that, because I think you was at that rock race that there was a fallout.
I don't remember.
Okay, there was a fallout, and that's the reason why people didn't show up at Valdosta. In the story,
y'all clicked up, y'all scratching each other back and all that, man. It's all good, though.
I wasn't involved in that breakup, so.
Custom, I'm actually trying to see if anybody want to do a race that ain't going to me. Because if I lose their wedding money, my old lady going to put me out. I ain't too ashamed to say it. So anybody that's on the phone that wouldn't mind doing a decently priced race, I got a fully dressed street tie 1000 I'd like to play with. I can't
now,
bet nothing too terribly big, but I want to have some fun.
Now, the phone ought to be blowing up right now.
All right,
Tony.
My bike is not grilled out. It's fully dressed, and I got a slot in it. It's a Nitro Street top, fully dressed, 1,000.
Hey,
it ain't nothing special. I just want to race. It's been a long time since I had some
Mr.
fun.
Turner.
That's all.
Mr. Turner.
Do you remember what Tina did to your ass in that limo?
Hold on, Alex. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is possible. I'll go ahead and dust your ass off.
You want to run, Sam?
Hey,
yeah.
Ain't nobody else jumping up and down, so hey, hell with it. Let's go.
Well, let's do it. You gonna run me on your motorbike, or you want to run one? You want to ride one of your big bikes?
No, he's coming
with a rider and a raceway.
No, I'm pretty sure Sam want to beat me himself. He ain't gonna put nobody on it to race me.
No.
He want to beat himself.
Why is Alex speaking for everybody? Man, hush! If you ain't getting on that, hush.
Well, Sam, you got to race, buddy. Me and you would do it for something small.
Oh, I ain't gonna ride Sam's bike.
No, I'm riding my bike. I'm riding my bike.
You gonna ride BMF, Sam?
I'm riding BMF. I'm riding Stormtrooper. I'm riding John Carter and Possum.
Oh, well, if I catch you on Stormtrooper, we're gonna put a goddamn flare on your ass.
Here we go.
I talked to Travis the other day. I told him, me and him going to try to tie up again at that Valdosta race if I can make it.
Oh, boy.
Please. I told you. Flat hard-headed. We'll go down. We're going to get choked out, choke somebody's ass out.
You know what? Flat ain't going to come out of North Carolina.
You know what Gus doing? He's just had them haircuts.
Okay,
you know, y'all all the out. Black people and trying to knock him a shape up.
Okay.
And Ice, tell me one thing about a black man. What he got to have? Don't he got to have that shape up? He got to have them peaks, don't he?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to let Custom cut my hair next time I go through Georgia.
Jared, can I trust you not to get me a... Look.
Oh, he going to get that round shit, man.
When you come back, looking like Ronald McDonald, McDonald's, you in trouble.
Hey, Ike, I'm going to ask you. Possum, I just got a text here, man. That a Katrina bike want to know what you want to do with your BMF bike down there in Louisiana.
Tell Lil Richard.
Why is Alex talking?
He's talking to Papa. Because I'm going to tell Lil Richard something. My son is my son. And we don't mind kicking his ass every time we see him.
That's how they try to shine on me.
We don't care nothing about that Katrina turd.
See, that's how you know they clicked up now. See, Alex done teamed up with Papa and them. They all clicked up now.
They've always been clicked up.
They all click.
Damn, man. We always cool, but we raise each other for money.
Chris asked you a question. What y'all going to do with the Katrina bike? And y'all yet to answer
why
him.
Why are you nuts swinging from Katrina?
It's a turd.
I tell you what. I answer this one. We'll call it Richard when we get off Bridge Talk.
Chris, if you want a newsflash, Chris and Cuss, I've already talked to Little Richard. Guess who's going to run Sandy head up?
BMF?
BMF, with me riding.
Okay.
Going to run who?
Good.
Man.
Chris, you see how they tap dancing around the question? See, all of them all clicking up. See, they all scratching each other's back.
Hey, I'm going to tell you.
Is Sandy on the phone?
I'm going to tell you something, Chris.
We can talk offline. I need to get his phone number.
Hey, this is the way it go, man. You hear it because of Cuss voice. When he talking stupid and he in a corner, he got both spit in his mouth. Go spit, you dig him hard head, retard.
Well, you know what? You can say what you want to say.
You are
only,
a dummy.
You know
you
what?
Are
the only
a great dummy.
The only real good race that's going to go down is between me and Michael Phillips. All y'all going to be eating barbecue and getting fat together. That's it.
I don't even know Michael Phillips, but I'm almost pretty sure he's going to show up the race. But somebody
probably
going to
beat that
boom
so far off the tree, man. It's just not going to be funny.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Look at his light, Reese.
Okay.
All right.
It's all on Google. Google it.
Yeah.
Google
why
it.
Why don't you Google
you, you
Chris
Google,
Moore?
You Google.
Hey,
you
Google.
Google
Chris Moore. Google Tackle Box, all them lights. Everybody said they beat me off the tree. But look what happened. Drive by.
Man, Chris Moore, drive-by. Clown. Tackle
oh,
Box, clown.
Now he a clown. Okay.
Hell yeah. We won't run both of them.
He drugged you all through. He drugged you through all North Carolina.
No.
He a clown.
No. Okay. Sam, then right. We put a motorbike on Chris Moore on Notches.
Oh, now
he's in Union.
Yes. Yes.
Then we, Sam?
Yes. We. What about you? We.
Hey, Lil Dust, Alex Jr. Only thing did with us is this damn Social Security.
Hey, look, the only thing
you need is over, boy. Hey, don't you see these? Hey, don't you got? Hey, you might don't like sports, though. You know, sugar-coated rascals don't like sports. But sooner or later, they got to retire and let the newcomers come in.
Look here, man.
Yeah.
Go tuck your grandson or son in and look up at the wall and tell me what you see on the wall. It's because
your picture on there. Your picture on there. He love that picture.
Hey,
I got to keep the gutter, dog. Hey, I ain't gonna hate.
Is Michael Phillips on his wall? Is Michael Phillips on his wall?
No.
Alex, I want you to answer the question. Is Michael Phillips on your son's wall?
No, he ain't, but... But
case closed.
Damn it.
Case closed.
Hey, I'm gonna hang on the damn phone. We got me. Michael Phillips. Give me a daggone picture.
He's on the India phone. His minutes done ran out.
We will have pictures of him down at the track ticket lot if he wanted one. I'm sure there wouldn't be no problem to probably get an autograph picture. That's
Chris,
can
you tell the world who's having a photo shoot at one of the largest casinos in Louisiana?
Oh, my God. The front entrance don't mean nothing.
No. Chris, I want you to tell them. It was going to be a secret, but I want Chris to tell. Who's going to have a photo shoot at the largest casino in Louisiana?
Your bike.
Custom cut.
We got
oh, my
Mike,
God.
Mike,
wow.
You
don't
have to go
with
me.
Hey, what Gus say? Wow. W-O-W.
Yeah. W-O-W.
Wow.
Hey, that's what Ike Turner. Hey, that's what Ike Turner right here. Ike, this for you. W-O-W.
Hey, I tell you what.
You
got to
love
him,
dude,
dog.
The fool is a clown, man.
Yeah, man.
Like,
like I say, man, you got two different people with him. You got two different people with him. You got Jared and Custom Cuts. Jared a cool-ass dude. Custom Cuts, I don't know what's the matter with him.
That dude
Jared Jones, he all right.
Custom Cuts is the retard I am, man.
Hey,
Custom Cuts a retard, dog. I like him, though.
I'm keeping it real. You know, this is a shout out to everybody out there, my little custom ed. You know, I want y'all to keep your head up and know that I'm beating Louisiana at a
What they need to do is put their damn head down because you'll get your ass to up. Mike Vince will tell your ass up.
I don't see how you can go to the pros to the Joes. I thought once you get to the pros, you're supposed to go.
Hold. Let me go on and say this on Grudge Talk. Sean Gann fell out with us because Dust beat the shit out of him. Bobo rode two stock swing arm gears, air chips, everything, jig pins, hand clutches, and little Dust beat the hell out of him. And Sean got mad at me. He said, "That's the dirtiest thing I ever seen you do. Y'all don't want the TV man." Sean Gann, my man. But Mike Phil gonna tear your ass up.
Okay, well, I mean, as long as he got blood the same color as mine, we straight. As long as his blood the same color as mine.
Hey, that's exactly what I told him, cuz. That's why I like you. You will act like you're gonna race.
What you mean? Okay, now, I'm gonna ask Ike and Possum. I'm gonna ask Ike and Possum something now. Now, don't I man up to the agreement that we came up with? You know, I always stand by the agreement that we come up with. The race don't go down.
Can I ask you one question, though? Can I ask you one question? And I'm through with
talking. Yeah.
If we do make it,
Yep, here we go.
You know Sam cool with us. Can we put Duh on Sam bike and get your ass?
Okay, what bike y'all trying to put him on? BMF or Stormtrooper or what?
Any one of them.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
We don't bring none of our big bikes.
Hey, I tell you what. If
and we
strong,
make that happen. If you lock that in, then that'll be another way I know.
You know what?
I'm guaranteed to win the money.
If
you lock that
on. If Dusty come, now I'm going to tell you what I do since he don't own the bike. If Dusty come and get on BMF and BMF only, I will scratch all of the races and me and Dusty will have to come straight off the truck. If we lock it, whoever locked that race in first, if me and Michael Phillips lock it in, it's me and Michael Phillips.
No, man, we ain't worried about all that.
Oh, we coming straight
no.
off the truck, y'all.
You and Mike going to do your straight out the truck race. You and Dusty
yeah.
can go
yeah.
right after that.
Man, if Mike ain't going to lock it in,
The thing I'm trying to say is, I ain't trying to say nothing, but you've been riding the same turn for the forever. So
okay.
you should not even have to come off the truck. You should
no.
be ready to come off the truck.
Alex, but like, let me tell you something. I'm not going to go through the same thing that I went through with Possum them and Tweez. I'm not going to shake down until 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to do that.
Well, sometimes you have a problem, man.
Sometimes
you got a bike faster than the number you're seeing, and you wonder if it's fucked up or not.
Hey, Ike and Possum, I'm telling you, if we do this lock-in, it's got to be the race got to be done by 5 o'clock.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you.
Well, you know what? I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna shake
hey,
down.
The track
don't close at 5, dog. You know what I'm saying? The man felt bad that he ran out of time. He rented the track for a couple of miles to make sure y'all could race. You know what I'm saying? Come on, now.
I got a photo.
He didn't do that
photo.
On purpose.
I got a photo right. shoot. I got to do at 8 o'clock.
Oh yeah. Well, right. I see you. You know what I'm saying? I see you. You can understand that.
I mean, I got Hooters girls that's gonna be waiting on me. I got to be at the photo shoot at 8 o'clock.
You ain't got no damn girls waiting on you.
Wow, this is like freaking crazy right now. I mean, what? How you gonna come on hating on me? Come on,
I
man.
I ain't hating on you, dog. I like you, but it ain't just all girls.
See, I done got word from North Carolina that y'all done made our line. Yeah, I done got word that. You, Possum, Ike, all y'all done teamed up since y'all ain't got no rider.
Man, ain't nobody teamed up with no damn body. We been all cool, man. It ain't nothing against you, man. But, you know, I just don't think a lot of girls, hey, babe, do girls get attracted to guys with tight suits? Hold on. No, hey, answer this for real. Don't answer this because you tell me. Hold on.
Put on the phone and let me ask him. Hold on. Yeah. And you better not be trying to.
Hello? Hello?
Excuse me. I got a question for you, miss.
Okay,
if you had a racetrack and a guy got on a suit that is real tight and form fitting so he can go down the track super fast, do you got anything against that?
I don't have nothing against it, but it don't
affect
me.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey.
I appreciate that. Have a good night, ma'am. Y'all heard it tonight. Nobody has nothing against my leather suit. Thank you. Thank you, Al.
Ow. Hey, babe. Oh, he don't have my leather suit. That fucker right there. I told you I
hey,
like Alex, this dude.
Hey, look, do not
hey,
put
hey,
her
cousin,
out.
Don't get it twisted, though, dog.
Oh, here
you
we
still
go.
You my man, dog. Because you's a crazy fucker, man.
Hey, look.
You will give a damn who you piss off just as long as you pissing them off.
You
That's
don't
what
right,
I like
look,
about you, man.
Look,
That's
look,
what I am, too.
Look, do
but
not
I ain't got Michael Phillips' autograph yet.
Look, do not put her out for answering that question the way she wants to answer.
Oh.
No. Nah. Now,
we will have an autograph picture for you, man. So that's taken care of.
I just like racing and having a good time and talking junk, man.
Oh,
I've been
man.
Coaching a damn basketball team.
Oh,
but yeah. drunk. Been told me I can't come drunk no more. But I'm who I am.
Hey, Alex, we
might come though, for real.
Hey, Alex, all jokes aside, now I really want you to listen to me on this now. Now I'm gonna have a 1-on-1 intervention with you, with all the racers, and with Alex Bud Light. We're gonna try to get Alex to stop drinking beer for 2013.
Oh, I ain't down.
Oh, he's running, y'all. Get the taser. He's running.
Yeah, you shoot him. Kill that motherfucker. He ain't ready.
Wow. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, but for real though, I love some racing, dog. And seriously, if we come, we trying to run your ass. You always give me hell. I say, man, everybody at the damn track want to run your ass. I wish I could be you, man. I wish I had that many enemies. What did you do to get them?
Race.
I know the damn mouth.
You know what? You can say what you want. You can say what you want to say. I came on the scene and I was racing. As of right now, I don't see nobody else out there racing each other. I don't see nobody else.
There you go. That's exactly what I be telling the boys.
You know,
I'm gonna tell you. Hey, that's what I tell Grizz Talk Radio. I said it, custom cut. That now I see why it dawned on me. Why he want to talk just to Michael Phillips. He like racing the best. He really do.
No, because you
know
what?
I want to believe he ain't no hater. But he went out to Billy Vols. So that's just his style.
I like racing the best, too. I'm going to tell you this right here. I came up to North Carolina, and when my bike went down, I told Possum and them boys that I was going to run them. When I found out my bike went down, I got them a race up. I didn't know it was going to happen
it's all that fun, man.
And look, Lord knows I wish I was riding the bike that night, but it's all good. I'm going to go down with my team. I represent my team. I represent DTM, and they've been standing behind me. So if Ronnie lost the race, I put that money up.
Copio was a bad motherfucker on that Superbike Outlaw.
Man,
he got us other money at B-Mod one night when he let Dr. Gas break.
Look, Alex, I'm a better grudge racer. He a better class racer. I'm a better grudge racer because I know the tricks. I know the tricks. For one thing, I ain't going to tell y'all that, but I'm a better grudge racer. But when Possum approached us in the staging lanes, I said, you know what? I'm not on the bike, but I bet the money. And I bet the money, and they got paid. You know, I always have trouble getting my money. When I came up to North Carolina, I had trouble collecting my money. But nobody would have trouble collecting money from
me.
That wasn't us, Jared.
They had nothing to do with us.
Yeah, I understand that, but Sam,
when you beat up with that $2,500, how quick you get it? Soon as you came over there on your damn scooter, did you?
Yeah, the only problem that I had when I made a bet with somebody privately and they like told me they were gonna take like 5 days to get from North Carolina and then they're gonna pay me.
Hey, I had to come pick up some cans. You know, I had recycling scrap bin. I had to come get some washing machine and refrigerator.
You know, we did business way before then. Come on now, before I even knew you. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I ain't never had no problem with you as far as nothing like that, man. You know what I'm saying? You always took care of your business whenever we had to do that. And I told your ass I was coming home and I was going to take care of it, and did I not?
That's the longest flight I ever known somebody. I didn't know it takes 3 days to fly from North Carolina back to Mobile. Good great.
Well, Jared, I wasn't going to fly home on a different day just for that. I'm sorry, man. You know what I'm saying? But time my scheduled flight was to come back, I came home in Page. You knew you got like I ran from you. Time I got home, I'm talking about that was the first thing I did when I got to the house was paid your ass.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I ain't have no problem. We
moral of the story, all right? He got damn money, didn't he?
Yeah. See, I told him up front. I said, Jared, time I get home, I got you. And time I got here, I took care of. Now, he's going to give me hell about it, but that's the way it happened. Time I got to Alabama, he got faith.
All right. You got to love him, dog.
I ain't mad at him. I told you, I'm going to let him cut my hair. And then you're going to fight.
If you do, and you come down with that McDonald's like him.
Wow.
Hey, did you see how Buck said it? I said, Buck, what kind of shape up he got? And Buck ain't know nothing about it. He just walked up.
I'm gonna let him come. Bring the clippers to the track with you, Jared. Bring the clippers.
McDonald's, ain't it? Hey, Jared, did you say that McDonald's, just like I said?
No,
man,
look,
I love that, dog. Hey, I love that. That's a custom. That's a custom North Carolina.
All I'm saying is now, listen, Alex, all jokes aside now.
I'm listening, sir.
I see Rockingham for the Rock race. Now, that's got to be the worst place that I ever stayed in to go to a race. Now, where is the best time? I'm planning on coming back. Where is the best spot I need to stay at when I come up to Rockingham?
Because Jared, don't announce that over there.
Hey, I ain't getting into that. I swear to God on my life, I ain't never been past the track. This is the hotel the other way. Because the ones to the left, wow, the ones on the way. I ain't never stayed, man. Yeah. We always go home. So I ain't going to play no games and tell you no bullshit. I have never in my life been past Rockingham. And they said the hotel was 3 miles past Rockingham.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen that in my life.
Nobody goes.
It's like an hour and 45 minutes for me home.
Yeah, I really got disappointed with the Rockingham is like the country, man.
Yeah, it's the country. That's why they run later.
10 miles north, man. Go 10 miles north of US-1. There's some nice hotels up there.
Okay.
It's really nice. I mean, you was down there.
He was over there in that trailer. That trailer was nice. The RV. That thing was.
Where'd you stay at, man? Across the street from the Waffle House in Rockin' Air?
No, I stayed at the Company and Suites.
That's just as bad.
Hey. What you talking about? Just as bad? It cost me $140 a night.
Oh, shit. Ain't no Company in.
It didn't cost me that
much.
Roughly was in Southern Pines. It cost me like
$125.
$125?
Come on. It was
so
rough to Rockingham. We had to eat at a Mexican restaurant, and I don't eat that.
You don't eat that?
I don't eat that. Come on, man. I eat salads. I eat frog food. Come on, man. I don't eat that.
Frog food. Oh. You eat frog legs. Yeah.
Man, I eat what I eat, Alex. Come on, I don't drink beer.
Yeah. You don't drink beer, and you don't do nothing shit I do. And you ain't fat and all this and that. But you got a round ass shape up. I don't say nothing, cussing. Ain't no way to hear me wear something to wrap around my ass. I don't like that. That ain't no attention I like. And that old lady wrap something around her ass and it make me feel good. You know what I mean?
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't fuck around.
And I buck straight up and down.
Well, who is that said they like to see me in tights or tight suit? Who is that?
They got on home. That's my old lady. See, look at the video. You walking on your tiptoes and shit. You know what you said? Dick the custom.
But you know
what? That was me on the bullshit.
You really need to come to Louisiana. You need to come to Mardi Gras because you have a bunch of bags around your knee.
So all the frozen flakes out, we got some custom flakes. They coming. We're going to put them motherfuckers on corn flakes.
I want you to answer this. Have you possibly Ike formed the alliance? Have y'all formed the alliance? Where Dusty is gonna be riding their bike?
No. We all cool.
That's the word coming out of Greenville.
Ain't no hate down this way.
That's the word coming out of Greenville.
What the hell is Greenville? That's how
we
are.
We've been told. Custom Cuts. You know Dustin was the original jock for that bike, right?
Yeah,
Dustin was the original jock for that bike, and when he wrecked it, he didn't get back on it.
Okay, well, why Brandon ain't going to come? If Brandon going to come, I'll run y'all head up.
Brandon shouldn't have nothing to do with you running that bike. That's a cop out.
But I thought you said Brandon was going to come.
You got to make it work as well, dog.
Wow. Okay, well, put Dusty on it. Can I have Dusty on the bike?
Keep on asking. Keep on asking.
What? You know, I know
you
y'all
just might. Bike. You just might. Hey, but hey, cousin, all we know is this, you going to run. We don't want you to act like something wrong with your bike, or we're going to beat the hell out of you.
No.
Damn your pride. We want your ass, motherfucker.
We want them tight-ass
orange lines in your suit.
Okay. Well, you
we
know
want
what?
You
as
black and orange.
As of right now, DTM is over in Qatar. My mechanic will be
man,
back at 16.
Man, if anybody flew that clown over there, they fucking retarded.
So you calling my mechanic a clown?
Yes.
Okay.
YES, capital letters.
Okay.
Do you think Dan is a bad motherfucker?
He's the best.
Hey, because right, the last I figured out, stopped Outlaw when Dan had all them 6-second bites.
Well, first of all,
let me tell you something. First of nothing. We don't give a fuck about him. That's for real.
Okay. You get about Chris.
That's for real. So
you get about Chris
when
Moore.
He comes back over here, Moore. When he fly back over here, and his little bit dusted ass over there, you know why smut be on that motherfucker. Whatever damn culture he is, I don't know. I ain't gonna grade him.
He's black.
He what?
He's black.
Black.
Yes.
You a damn lie. That motherfucker ain't no goddamn black. I've
seen his family tree. Trust me, he's
you
black.
You a damn lie. That motherfucker ain't no damn black.
He's black.
Come on, cousin.
Why are you?
Hey, hold it. My old lady, them.
So here we go.
Is black. But when you look at the tree, they look white. They ain't got no duck butter curls like him. If he black, I'm light-skinned skinny. So
Dan family is black, trust me.
Shit.
His family is
show
black.
Me,
I mean,
show me
mechanic.
Anybody black.
Yes.
Well, my mechanic is white, and I love him.
Anyway, we ain't talking
I ain't got nothing else. I don't care what color they is. That's why the only reason I ain't saying about the culture, because I didn't know. But I call him a Mexican, but still.
Wow.
I don't care nothing about that guy. All right? That's what I'm going to say. I think my mechanic is better than him.
Okay. All right.
And
well,
when we going to settle this? Just please tell me that.
Look, we going to be in Louisiana. No matter where y'all going to be at, we going to be there. We already got the rooms. We there, dog. We there.
Sam.
Yeah.
We just might be there. The BMF is going to be big.
Special guest, we bringing Erica with us. We bringing Erica with us.
Huh?
BMF is ready, man.
It is.
Yeah. You all just have a warm day, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, we might just bring it and put this on. Don't think that we ain't. We cool, man. We raise each other, but we cool.
The thing is, if I told Jared who my rider was, my new rider is, he should be jumping all over that. But I'm not going to say nothing. It's going to be a surprise.
Ray Lee.
Oh, no, that would be a surprise, but no.
I really hope he's not that Chinese dude with the bald head that Alex had at the track.
Who's that?
Something was like a reject Jackie Chan.
Oh, see? Then you get mad when somebody fuck with you. You talking about EJ?
He ain't gonna
Oh.
The one that I see. When I was up there, he got drugged. He got drugged in North Carolina. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who got PJ didn't get drugged in North Carolina?
Yeah, tell the whole truth. He gave a motherfucker something, and the bike spun. Don't talk about excuses, one law.
Excuses. But I know this.
But we
right
tried
here.
To run you, though. We tried to run you with him. Don't forget that.
Hey, look,
we tried to run your ass.
That's 2012. We in 13. Chris, I will be over there in Louisiana. Trust me, I will be there if I live to see it. And I guarantee Alex is not going to be there. But
hey, Chris. Hey, Big J, Order, and all them, they're my boys. So
I wonder why.
Let's go ahead and I might get to that race. Hey, babe. You'll kill me if I go to the race.
You need to come, because they're going to have a fat boy race. You need to come.
Mm.
You need to come. And you know what, Alex? I'll bring my street bike. I got 2012, 1000, Suzuki 1000, GSXR 1000. I'll let you ride in that heavy hitter race. And I guarantee you won't make it past the first round.
Well, why would I do that when I can ride my own 2010 VX14?
Hello.
Huh, what, nigga?
Wait, hold on.
Black
Don't
guy.
Use that word. Don't use that word.
Yeah, I said, huh, what, big black guy. That's what I said. Sorry, Chris.
Okay,
I tell your damn people.
Now, look, I want to ask Possum something. Possum, what about the Katrina bike?
Why are you talking about that? Why don't you race Katrina?
Listen, I'm just asking Sam.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But if we come, we got to get Katrina too. Them dudes something special. They got just much mouth as this clown
Syracuse?
On the phone.
What about Mississippi, whatever they call themselves, the serial killer bike? What about Katrina bike?
What about them?
Hey, we want you because you got all this mouth.
No, listen. I'm asking y'all straight up, man to man.
Look, I'm
going to
say this,
everybody.
And that's all I'm going to say. I want to speak to the owners of those bikes, and if we can set something up, we'll do something. We ain't backpedaling, and we're not afraid of anybody.
And you're not going to be.
Do what?
If you want to sit back, looking like a tiger. But with
this
the bite of a chihuahua.
I'm trying to get a race set up other than me. I'm trying to Pastor say he's gonna have his ride there.
Yeah.
I'm saying what about the Katrina bike with Richard on that bike versus y'all rider?
Hey, Sam. If you don't race Lil Richard, then something wrong with you. Lil Richard and the clown, you dog.
No,
you talking about
they ain't gonna race.
The same clown.
They scared to take a loss. They scared to take a loss. They ain't gonna race.
Who Richard gonna be?
What you talking about?
Richard
gonna be?
A star?
I tell you what, if he get on the Katrina bike, I'll back him. I tell you what, if Richard called me tonight, which I know he will, me and him a team of him on the Katrina bike, me on Caesar, and we'll take on whatever.
Please. Richard can get on Katrina, Kazina, or Mugley.
Y'all ain't got but one booster, and that's BML.
Let me pause one call in here. 8675. Your line is open.
Hey, let me tell y'all one thing. It's more than two bikes in this city y'all got to worry about. There's more than two bikes in Mississippi y'all got to worry about in the dirty south, baby.
What are they?
So right now?
What bikes are they?
I'm going to find out real short.
Hey, we can go down there with our two boosters and make this happen. I think Bernie Mac can come right on down there and clean out. Just that easy.
Hey, only thing I got to tell you, homeboy, you better have your Bible in your back pocket.
Yeah.
I hope you're from the Katrina camp. We want to run.
Only thing I got to tell you, have your Bible in your back pocket, player.
It is.
Yeah, because you got that.
Hey, it is.
For the last caller, just call in. You on the flat slick like a street tire?
I'm on the flat slick.
Okay, that's all.
What camp are you representing?
He was talking. I guess he was directing that towards Ellison.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
Chris. It's for whoever. Tell him come to the south.
Okay.
Hey,
the callers are listening, so.
Cut. He doing all that talking on the line, but tell him get to the side real quick. I'm going to pay for his gas money.
Look here. You're talking to the wrong cat. Now, you know what? Actually, I was on your side when you came on, but you're talking real stupid when you said my name. So you might well hang up the phone and go back to bed, all right? Because you don't want them to tell me, because I ain't like these other dudes. I come over there and run you off the truck. It don't matter. I don't care about losing $500-$600. That ain't nothing to me.
Just like I said, Cousin Cut, come to the south.
What you talking about, come to the south? I live up in the south. I wake up in the south every morning. What you talking about?
Come to the south.
What you talking about? I'm in the south.
Come to the south. We're going to show you.
Hey, I want everybody listening tonight to understand what this man's saying. He's talking about come to the south. You can't get no more southern than I am right now. Okay? Sound like to me, you just a speaker for the bike. You don't ride or nothing. You can scare those North Carolina guys off, but you can't scare me off.
Hey, nigga, hold it, Negro, black guy, color fella. We ain't scared of you or them.
Well, why don't you speak up?
Why don't you speak up?
Look here, I ain't from North Carolina. I don't want to be from North Carolina. But I know this dude that's on the line right now. Who you representing? What kind of fight you got?
We lost that call. The last words was he had a flat stick mic, so.
Oh, man, that could be anything. Man, that could be a pro mod.
Hey, is that what you trying to pull out? An outlaw dude. He got your ass whooped. Sam,
then you won't be there. I'm trying to take up for you, so you better shut up.
I don't care now. Hey, look, if I'm running my mouth, I bet my money.
He calls
you. If my son's trying to cross that seat, I don't care about nobody.
Look here, man. Don't put your son out here.
Hey, Chris. If anybody say Lil Dust can't tap some ass up, then let me know. You got my number.
Yeah,
I'm going to see some of your events this year.
Alex, what's up with Sam Cook?
Huh?
What's up with Sam Cook and the CNF rematch?
Yeah. We didn't do that. But you, Tyree, going to ride? Or what?
Anything's possible.
All right, well, make it possible. We'll go down by you. What the hell wrong with you? Hey, you know how we do. We roll together and apart.
Y'all roll together. Wow.
If we don't find no race, we run each other. Hey, are you going to run Murphy? You going to run Murphy?
Murphy, I believe you are. I already know what Murphy is. Yes, we'll run Murphy.
So you ain't going to run Murphy?
I said we already know what it is. Yes, we'll run Murphy. I ain't scared of Murphy.
All
right,
well, let's get it.
Everything
Wait.
You got in the way when it comes to embracing me now.
Y'all can't fool nobody. Y'all trying to act like y'all
want to
run each other. Y'all
hey,
just join up with each other.
Jerry, look, you don't know nothing about Kumbaya, buddy, okay? Billy Bo's talking about Kumbaya. We're making our money over here.
Yeah, and we don't find no race at the track. We run each other.
I don't like nobody to say my name. You refer to me as Custom Cut. All right.
I respect Custom Cut. Jared Jones is a nice working guy.
Why are you saying my name over the air? My name is
Jared Jones. I like Jared Jones. That's cool,
dude. Man, he is. I like Cousin, because that's the motherfucker thing like I think when I'm drinking. Damn, I'm really tall. But, hey.
Yep.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh. Chris,
yes. You get a good show tonight.
Yeah, we did.
All I want to do is let Cousin Cuss know we're going to tear his ass up. Hey,
next
my
week,
guys, was real good. Worried about them.
Hey, yeah. Next week, guys, I'm going to be posting a thing out there on Psycho Bikes, probably this wish list that people want to see some races happen for 2013.
Yeah, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
we coming to race. Hey, Alex, you tell, I don't know who she is, but you tell that young lady that came on tonight, you tell her I thank you for all the props that she gave me, and Custom Cuts that.
Hey, babe, Custom Cuts over there still running his damn mouth. That's my old lady.
Put on the line.
Hold on. Here you go, babe.
Hello.
Custom, hey, I'm going to tell you this right here. Custom Cuts is giving you a thank you. Now you put that on your cheek and you slap it twice.
We can't do nothing but laugh. Hey, she real, Custom. I'm telling you that.
I enjoy all talking to y'all tonight. Chris, I enjoy you bringing me on the show tonight.
What about
me? Still got beef.
But
what about me, Jerry?
There ain't no fun if you ain't on there.
I hate the Possum Crew and Ike Turner and all y'all boys because y'all not real when it comes to racing me head up. Y'all not real.
What?
No. Y'all
you got
to
hit on race. You got to hit on race in Louisiana. I'm offering you a hit up race on my rider. You backing out or not? Yes or no? You want to hit
him? I'm not backing out. As long as I can set the time before 5 o'clock.
I can't speak on that track, man. I don't come off the
track. That's what I'm saying. I hate y'all because y'all got the race at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I don't
what
like that.
What are you trying to do? Leave the track at 6 o'clock and go home? I like the race when the sun goes down.
I got a photo shoot. Come on, man. I got fans.
I didn't tell you to go to Louisiana for a photo shoot on race day. Who's a real racer now? You'll get your picture taken. Don't wear them American flags, Speedo.
I tell you what, you bring your son to the track and with his big old tennis shoes he had on, and I bring my son, and we'll let him square off in the grass.
Well, my son is seven years old.
No, my son is 6 years old. Your son kicked me in my butt in tweed.
But he ain't got nothing but love for you.
No, that ain't what that shoe felt like.
It was packing a little in it. He does say
he
even
makes
fighting skills.
No. But Chris, I enjoyed the show tonight.
You shouldn't be talking about his daddy like that, man. Come on, man. You do better than that.
No. I ain't Turner, boy. I wish you'd get on BMF. Boy, I may let him leave. I may let Ike stage and leave.
I got a little street talk. I just want to make me an offer with it.
You get on BMF, you can tear out of there. Now, what's up?
Hey, I got my bike, man. Let me ride my bike. I ain't had it in 3 years, like you said. Let me have some fun with my bike.
I want you to get on BMF, and I'll let you tear up out of there in the quarter. Now, get that.
You can't beat that, brother.
We're going to let his rider run you head up. Just do a head up separate. I'm going to be on my bike.
I just pulled his card. You get the tag out of there on BMF.
Custom Cuts. I just got my bike back from 3 years. I want to ride my motorcycle, man. I mean, if you can't understand that, I ain't going to explain.
Okay,
I just got it back, dog. I'm happy.
Let's do two races. You tie out on BMF, and I run you head up on your bike the second race.
Why'd you let me tie about it on BMF?
No, I want that little loud mouth little dude boy you got. I turn the tie up out of there, and he run me head up on his bike.
Now see, that's what we don't do. That's where I'm at now. I'm the dude boy. Okay.
Wow.
I tell you, Jared, if you want to beat me that bad, I'll ride my bike, and you give me the break, and we'll do it for one crispy George Washington. $1.
No, you just bring me a cooler full of Snapper, and we straight. You bring me a cooler full of red Snapper, and we straight.
Man, I go out there trying to catch some Snapper now. I'm going to jail. It's out of season, bro.
You already know. I know.
Well, damn, man, I can get you a pack of brewskis and just give me that race.
Come on, man, I'm not trying to get fat. I want to see my belt buckle when I'm 60 years old. I don't want to be like Alex.
Man, give me the break, man. You said it off right
now. No, I give it to Ike. He get the break on BMF. But it's, you know what, fellas?
What's the difference?
Look, I give more to brothers.
Boy, you stupid.
I give more to brothers. I'm sorry, Possum. I mean, I can't include you. I give more to a brother.
We got 20 more seconds, guys.
I could be on anime, cuz. Trying to get re-familiar with my lady.
What does it take to get more time, man? Just 2 hours for only once a week sucks.
We may bump up to 3 hours, man. We got one more caller here. We're going to open up the line. Yeah, I know. Hold on 1 second, though. Let me see who this is. Last minute caller here, 3750. Your line is open.
What up, Chris and Customs? Cuz, I just was calling and say what's happening.
Okay, not too much, man. Not too much. Hey, you can be reached at this number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to hit you up after the show over with. Okay. All right, Father, but we actually looking to that, man, if we need to follow up for 3 hours.
I mean, that's what you need to do, man. I mean, we'd be jonesing for this. Do it twice a week or something, man.
I got you. That is what's a different But with that being said, though, we done ran over the time for tonight, so we're going to have to end this show, but we will resume back on next Wednesday. With that being said, talking to Holly, hope you all have a nice night.
All right, man.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Uh-oh. You ain't give up.